بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, the second rule of success, the first one was tawakkul, to have complete and total faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second rule is to have a life goal. Now, this should not be even necessary to say, because perfectly it's completely and totally logical to understand that unless you have a goal, how do you measure anything? How do you measure success unless you have a goal? If I say I want to be successful, the obvious question is, successful in what? Successful in what? If I say I want to be a successful parent, it's excellent. Are you married? Do you have children? No, I'm not married. I'm 10 years old. Oh, that's fantastic. So how are you going to be a successful parent? The point is that if you are serious about success, then the first and foremost thing is to identify and write down your life goal. Now, many people, this question I get asked all the time. I get asked two questions. One is, how do I achieve my life goal? How do I come to my life goal? How do I discover my life goal? And the second question I get asked is in terms of schedule, right? So, can you give me a schedule? Now, my point, but the thing I say to people all the time is this, that how can I arrive at my life goal is a question that nobody can answer for you, because your life goal is your life goal. I can tell you what to make your life goal. And you can, for example, I can say that, please make your life goal that you are going to serve me as long as I live, or as long as you live, whoever lives longer, and that you are going to dedicate your entire life, all your time and all your money and all your energy to serving me and to fulfilling every need of mine, right? I think this is a brilliant life goal. Please feel free to adopt it. Please feel free to take this, accept it, and then spend the rest of your life being my slave and my servant. I would be absolutely delighted. But if you don't think that's a great idea, and I also don't think it's a great idea, I'm not in the least interested in murids or servants or slaves, then find your own life goal. Now, how do you do that? You do that by asking yourself. You do that by looking at your own heart. You do that by getting in touch with yourself. The problem is that we are so stuck in our smartphones. You know, a smartphone and stupid people, they're a great combination. Smartphones and stupid people. So don't do that. We are so stuck in the external world. We're so stuck in smartphones and in Facebook friends, right? Fake friends. We are so stuck in this external environment, social media, being bombarded from all over the place with everything which is fake, right? People showing thumbs up signs and ticks likes and whatnot, which are all of them, or most of them, are random. Most of them are false. People will like something that you post because they want you to like something that they post. They don't have they don't care about anything as far as, you know, whether what you said is real or touched them or did anything worthwhile for them. They're just doing this. I mean, this has become such a habit. Now, we are so stuck. So therefore, now when I say ask yourself, you are blinking because you don't know what that means. Well, you know, good news. Figure that out for yourself. There is no way that I can explain that to you. You will have to sit down, and I tell people, throw away your smartphones. Please find the nearest piece of empty open water and throw it in there. Buy yourself a $50 or a $20 unsmartphone, where you can make phone calls with it and you can send text messages, and that's it, period. You don't need anything else. Do that for yourself. Do yourself a favor, right? So the point I'm saying is that get out of this external world and get into your internal world. Go find a quiet place. Don't take your phone and so on with you. Sit down, get used to the silence, reflect in your heart, and ask yourself, what is it that I really want to be remembered for? Right? Go to the end of your life. Imagine yourself. You don't have to go into your grave for that. imagine yourself when you are, you know, at the end of your working life, for example. So when you are 80, 90 years old, and imagine that, you know, you are sitting there and you are reflecting on your life and say, what did I do in my life? What did I achieve in my life? Who did I touch? Who? What did I contribute? Who did I help? What did I create? What am I leaving behind? What are you seeing there? Now take a pen and paper. I mean, I'm a great believer in writing things down. So take a pencil and paper, pen and paper, and write down. Make mind maps. Write numbers. Draw images to connect your mind to whatever is happening and put it on the paper. But come to that final statement and say, this is who I am, and this is how I want to be remembered. And make that into a one-line statement. I want to be, how would you like to be remembered? What do you want to be remembered for? And you say, I want to be remembered for this. Now, that is your life goal. Now, once you have the clarity with your life goal, then everything else you do in your life can be judged according to whether it was useful or not. Because anything that was contributing or would contribute to your life goal is useful, and anything that did not contribute to your life goal is a waste, no matter what it was. Now, that is the bottom, that's the fundamental thing. So get your life goal. Without a life goal, your life is going nowhere. And again, as I said, at the risk of repeating, your life goal cannot be borrowed from somebody. You can't adopt somebody else's life goal. You can't say, well, you know what, this sounds nice, this looks nice, I'm going to have the same life goal. No. Your life goal has to be your life goal. So you need to think about it, and you need to say, this is the thing that I want to do in my life. This is what gives me meaning. This is what I want to leave behind. This is my legacy for the world. And that is your life goal. So write it down. Then what you do is try to visualize that. Try to imagine yourself in a situation where now, say, 80, 90 years old, you're looking back at your life and you have achieved your life goal. How does it make you feel? Try to visualize this life goal. If you have achieved it, what are you looking at? Right? What are you looking at? What is it that is going to give you that satisfaction? Now, that is very important, because that is what will drive you in terms of your actions going forward, is the satisfaction that that life goal will give you having achieved that. Now, before you go off any further, let me tell you, today we live in a world where everything gets defined by money. So please don't even go there. Don't even try to imagine your life goal as, I want to have a net worth of $100 billion. Please. That is the worst thing. That's the worst way of defining a life goal in terms of money. Money is the natural consequence of doing useful activity, right? It is the most worthless thing to set as a life goal. It will not give you any satisfaction. And you will find at the end of your life that you will die very, very unhappy. Never set money as a goal. Money is a consequence. Money means nothing. What has value is something which adds value. Something which adds value to others. Whether those others are people or the environment, or whether it is plants or animals or birds or the earth or whatever, what is valuable is that which adds value. Now, this is a very important thing to keep in mind. And money does not add value to anybody. Please understand that. So think about, what is this thing I want to do in my life which will add value to others and which I would like to be remembered for? Again, this is not about riyad, not about showing anybody. This is for yourself. You are thinking of yourself. You are thinking of this in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is what will, inshallah, make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. What is it that I can do which adds value to others, which is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me for? Because He said, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Allah said, I have sent you for the people. So what is it that I can do to add value to others, which Allah will be pleased with, and inshallah, this is my life goal. So do that first thing. And then for this, have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah, if you set the life goal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to achieve it. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ.